Welcome to the Pure American Country Radio Minute. I'm Bill Cody. It was on this day 37 years ago, July 5th, 1980, that John Conley made his Opry debut. It wasn't even a year later that he became a member, February 7th, 1981. And you're almost assured of hearing rose-colored glasses anytime you're listening to the Opry and he's performing or if you're in the audience.
What happened is I wrote the first two verses in the chorus of the song, took it to my friend George Baber, who was a newsman at WLAC. And he and I had worked at other stations together. But I played what I had of the song for him. I thought I was through with it. As far as I was concerned, one and two in the choruses, I'm done. And he got all shook up about it and started writing what we turned into the third verse, which actually gives the song a little hope, you know, because the point of the third verse is that maybe things will turn around at some point in time and he won't need these things anymore.
The story behind the song, Rose Colored Glasses from John Conley. I'm Bill Cody, and that's today's Pure American Country Radio Minute.